with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you part two of a four-part series titled Live a Life of Conscience and Love, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Master,
hi.
Happy to see you. This question is about the human civilization. I was wondering from time to time, why among all living beings on this Earth planet, only we human beings have to make so much adverse effect to the environment to survive?
Yeah.
For example, we have to cut trees to build a house, but wild animals, they don't need all this. They don't need a house, they don't need the clothes, they don't need the cars, they don't need a hospital and medicine, things like that. So why do we have to make so many changes to the environment and the ecological sphere to live a so-called civilized life? What was missing in the human society's civilization?
Yeah. Why? Do not blame the humans so much. It is a physical world here. And because the physical world has so much pressure, they have to do many things to survive. The physical world's pressures force them to forget the connection with the divine, the inner glory. And they become more and more greedy as fear for survival looms large in their life. Though a human is so smart, but he let his head overrule his heart. But they could still change once they are determined to improve, as they all have that heavenly spark of love within themselves. What missing here is a real spiritual practice and true divine value. As we helplessly drown in the whirlpool of existence, material things cloud themselves around us and blur our judgment and sway our better understanding. Survival pressure and allure of temptation of this world challenge and confuse our mind, taking up all our strength and reasons, while leaving us not much time at all to even remember our God's power within, or to even know that it exists. That's why spiritual masters, daughters and sons of God have come to earth again and again to help remind us of our splendor, so that we awaken and start the journey back home toward heaven, where we truly belong, while we are still living on this planet even. That's what you're doing.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Dear Master, besides tofu as a source of protein, what else can a vegetarian eat to stay healthy?
Besides tofu, we have gluten and many other cereals which contains a lot of protein too. Just eat normally. Eat normally. Eat any kind of vegetable, nut. There's a lot of varieties in the vegetable kingdom. For example, corn has 13% of proteins, and oatmeal 13%. Even brown rice has about 8 or 10%. And the bran and the wheat that you eat in the morning, these are very nutritious. You eat anything that offers to you in the vegetable market and eat different food every day. And also remember, God's blessing in the food is even as important as the quantity that you take. Because some people eat a lot and they also don't feel well. And they eat a lot of protein. And they also don't feel any better than those who eat simple and just eat anything that is appear on the table. We eat in faith. The Bible says, all things are pure. But those who eat with faith are eating the pure things. Those who eat without faith are eating impure things. So before we eat, we should pray to God or whomever that the master we follow or believe to bless our food. And then it will be nutritious. It will be vibrant with the spirit and blessing. And that will be healthy to our speech, our mind, our body. We eat not only to sustain the body, to sustain the spirit as well. Don't worry about what you eat. The Bible say, worry not about what you wear or what you eat, because the lily of the valley, God also take care of them. So why should not God take care of us if we eat in His love? Yeah, eat with love and thanks. Then everything is enough. Just enough to eat what you feel like on the table and different menu every day. Then you'll be having enough. We worry too much. You see the buffalo and the elephants, what do they eat? Do they consider protein diet so much? They don't, but they're so healthy, strong. And we eat in so complicated food menu, how much protein per day, how much iron, how much vitamin B, how much vitamin C, and we are sick. The hospital is full of us. So what to do? Just relax and let God run the universe, including our digestive system.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion US spent each year on treatment in just the United States. obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
We have been seeing dolphins and whales stranded themselves in many places throughout the world, more often in the past few years. Are these events related to the global warming, and are these animals are trying to tell humans something?
Yes, yes. They have been telling humans long, long time ago. They've been telling us long time already, but very few listen. The human cannot listen to the animal, most of the human. And some human can listen, and nobody else will listen to that person anyway. Poor souls. What suffering they must have endured due to our carelessness and unkind habits. Let's hope the human will develop more spiritually and understand the needs of the animals and give them love and respect as they deserve. I hope the human wake up soon. For their own sake even, and the animal's sake.
ช่วงเวลาของการเปลี่ยนแปลงของดาวเคราะห์โลกใบนี้มันจะให้ดาวเคราะห์ใบนี้ถูกทำให้มีอารยธรรมสูงขึ้นใช่หรือไม่และหลังจากการเปลี่ยนแปลงแล้วจะเป็นอย่างไรการเปลี่ยนแปลงครั้งสำคัญนี้จะทำให้สิ่งมีชีวิตทุกสิ่งบนโลกนี้รวมเป็นหนึ่งเดียวใช่ไหมครับ
The cleansing effect is very unpleasant to bear.But if people realize this is just a warning and change to a better, nobler lifestyle in love and peace, then all living on earth will be in unity. And let's pray that this happen very soon. We need it. We need a change in humans' consciousness. We need peace and love on this planet for a change.We've been living long enough in the shadow of wars, cruelty, troubles, famine, and suppression of all kinds due to the killing karma. We really need a breath of fresh air. We need peace, comfort, safety, happiness, and love among all beings on the planet.
Thank you for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for part 3 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's fascinating discussion titled Live a Life of Conscience and Love. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is coming up next, right after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. With Heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.